Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Mike Hawk. Join me every Thursday at 1 p.m. exclusively on the Odyssey app as we go live with Odyssey. Join in on the action as we cover interesting facts, top 10 lists, and some fun new games. Follow the Men's Room page on the Odyssey app and join in all the fun Thursday afternoons at 1.
99.9 KISW. We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, let's play the food game real quick here. Right. I'll give you the food, you tell me the state. Some of these double up, by the way, so you could be right in a number of ways. All right, the food is pineapple.
Hawaii.
The food is coffee.
Seattle.
Or Washington.
Actually, it's Oregon in this case. Apple was Washington.
Okay.
Cheese.
Wisconsin.
Corn.
Nebraska. Iowa.
Barbecue.
Ooh. Texas.
Texas is correct. There's more.
South Carolina.
South Carolina is correct. There's more.
North Mississippi. Carolina.
North Carolina is correct. There's more.
Kansas City
is actually seafood.
Son of a bitch.
Kansas City. Yes, Missouri is barbecue, technically. All right, how about crayfish?
Oh, Louisiana.
Fried chicken.
Kentucky.
Kentucky is correct. And corn covers about half of the United States, aren't So give us some clues about where you're from, and we'll try to guess there. 206-803-ROCK.
Omaha and Nebraska is for corn for popcorn.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah,
did not know that. Somebody here just says clue. Brandi Carlile.
Is she not from Seattle or the Seattle area? Washington?
She's from Washington.
Is she?
Okay. I'm almost positive.
Brandi Carlile. I had no idea.
Yep.
Last time I heard her music was watching Stranger Things, so I assume they live in the Upside Down.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Ravensdale.
Does it sound a lot better?
Yes, okay.
Yeah, there we go.
Good, good, good. So my clue is that I went to the same high school, 20 years apart, as Jerry Cantrell.
Jerry Cantrell. So he's from what, Tacoma originally?
Nope.
Not Tacoma. I know they're calling that last show on his concert run, which ends in Tacoma, the hometown show.
Right. And they got Linwood.
No, it's closer by Tacoma.
Burien.
Now...
No, keep going south.
University Lakewood? Place?
No.
Olympia.
All right, I'll give you a much easier clue.
All right.
Fantasy Lights.
Fantasy Lights.
Fantasy Lights? What are Fantasy Lights?
Fantasy Lights, like go see Christmas.
Yeah, right? you go in your car through the park.
Oh, man, that's a bad... Miles, I think it's down where you eat seafood.
Lakewood?
Milton?
No. Damn it.
What's over there?
DuPont?
Hey, I really got you guys on.
I don't know, man.
This is the one we're whiffing on. Of all the ones.
Mm-hmm. Right? Well, there's a lot of little...
Okay,
like Purdy?
You want me to tell you?
No, hang on. It's got... Is it known for being a little ghetto and like there's streetwalkers?
No streetwalkers.
Lake Stevens?
All right, just tell
us. Ghetto side.
No, it's the other end.
You got us, man. Where are you from?
Spanaway.
Spanaway!
Son of a bitch! You sure you don't have hookers down there in Spanaway?
I'm pretty sure you do. Everything down there is topless.
Yeah.
Topless Jiffy Lube, topless McDonald's.
Topless Jiffy Lube.
Topless Fred Meyer. And it's all topless. The whole damn thing. Topless used car lots.
Oh.
It's insane. There's that one strip right by the golf course. I swear to God,
everything topless.
Topless Ford. You know, like, go get a shirt.
Looking for a new car? Come on down to
topless Ford. Nobody wears a shirt. Give us some clues about where you're from. We'll try to guess where that is. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Leanne. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
I got to defend Spanaway. There's not much topless here.
Not much topless?
No.
Well, I'm not going then.
Okay.
All right.
I'm sorry, Thrill.
I know.
Okay, clue. There's a big white lettered sign on my hillside.
Hollywood.
Ding, ding, ding.
All right.
You lived in Hollywood Hills?
I was going to say you partied with Marilyn Monroe there.
Yes, we did. We smoked weed with her.
Yeah. Man, was she good looking when she took off that makeup, too.
She was all Marilyn Monroe.
Then we get into the hotel room. She's like, I'm taking this crap off, right, man. So she strips out of Marilyn Monroe, and you're like, oh, God, this is a really hot woman, man.
But it was cool to smoke with Marilyn Monroe for a minute.
Yeah,
it really was.
That was pretty awesome.
Kind of a surreal moment.
Like, isn't that a prerequisite, though?
What's that?
If you're going to be Marilyn Monroe, I mean.
Oh, you can't be ugly.
Well, what I'm saying is she looked better without the get-up on.
For sure.
Which blew my mind.
How long did you live in Hollywood?
About 2 years.
2 years. All right. Okay. Now, were you there because that's just where you were, or were you trying to, you know, follow the dream?
No, that's just where I was born.
Okay.
So, yeah, I was only there for a little time when I was a toddler.
So you don't remember any of it?
No.
Yeah, okay.
I have a couple pictures.
Do you ever go back?
I did about 30 years ago.
Don't go.
Yeah, don't go.
Don't waste your time. I mean, go anywhere else. Do not go there.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you're kind of thinking to yourself, all right, cool, we're in Hollywood, but Hollywood itself, like, it's kind of gross.
It
man.
Isn't, yeah. It's dirty. Like, when you leave, man, you got to, like, wipe all the dirt out of your throat and your nose and stuff.
It's so
like,
gross.
It's just caked with, like, you know, it's unbelievable how dirty you feel when you leave that place. All right, give us a clue about where you're from. We'll try to guess where that is. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Terry. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, Clint. That college basketball divides north and south of this state.
North Carolina.
Nope.
Kentucky. Louisville.
College basketball?
Yeah, college basketball. First pro baseball game played here.
New York. See, I'm trying to
think.
Michigan and Michigan State. Lansing's east. It's not there.
So college basketball divides the state, and it's also the place where the first professional baseball game is played.
Correct. Crossroads of America.
Missouri?
Missouri.
No.
Damn it.
Racing capital of the world.
Indianapolis.
Indiana.
Okay.
Indiana. All right.
Oh, that's a good one.
What are the two teams? Is it Notre Dame?
No, Purdue and NIU.
Okay.
All right. Makes sense.
Gotcha.
So you're from Indiana, but not Indianapolis, correct?
Right. I'm from southern Indiana. You wouldn't know the town. It had like 500 people when I was growing up.
Is that on the Ohio River?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not where I'm from, but yeah.
All right, gotcha.
Indiana, yeah.
I just wanted to ask about the shrimp cocktail in Indianapolis, because none of that shrimp could possibly be fresh.
It's not fresh
shrimp. St. Elmo's.
But
St. Elmo's is the name of the steakhouse.
It's supposedly the cocktail sauce.
Oh, it's all about the sauce.
I believe it's all about the cocktail.
It was like a big deal, because you got to remember, right? Like, as I looked it up, it's like trains and stuff, like, they've been famous for that shrimp cocktail forever.
Okay.
But you're right. The sauce is a big deal of it. They have like a contest every year.
Oh, really?
Joey Chestnut goes.
Of course he does.
But yeah, I want to say like back in the day, like it just, when they put it on the menu or something, like I guess people really didn't have shrimp cocktails in Indianapolis.
You know what? You're 100% correct.
Okay.
Right. That would be a very big deal to get that. Hello, Michelle. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
So my clue is that Sir Mix-a-Lot wrote a song about this place, a certain kind of person that lives in this place.
Hmm. I don't go too deep on Sir Mix-a-Lot other than the couple hits I know.
Right. My first thought is you're born on Broadway.
I was going to say, do you live in Capitol Hill?
No. Let's see. There is a military establishment there.
Is this in the state of Washington?
Yes.
Okay. Is it JBLM?
JBLM, no.
Okay.
It's a military establishment.
No, it's kind of up this way, if I'm not mistaken.
Would it be, what's one of the islands that has one of the bases of?
Anderson?
No, it's Bremerton. Anderson Island's a tiny little island.
Yeah.
Whidbey Island has an Air Force, or they have a Navy base out there, don't they? In Whibley?
Whidbey?
This clue will give it away.
All right.
You can get there from Seattle on the ferry.
Bremerton.
Yeah.
Oh, Bremelows.
Okay. Is that from Sir Mix-a-Lot?
He actually says Bremelows.
Yeah. What's that?
Does he actually use the term Bremelows?
That's the name of the song.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
Oh, it's called Brimelow's? Damn.
Not the town, but the song.
Yeah, okay.
You ever go to the Ark over there?
No.
That'd make a great cheese
stick. I grew up there until I was about 12.
Oh, okay.
I don't hang out in Bremerton.
Gotcha.
No.
It's a good place.
No, I like to say I grew up in the nice part of Bremerton, so the ritzy part.
Seattle. Okay.
The ritzy part
of Bremerton.
Give us some clues about where you're from. We'll try to guess where that is. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
All right. So my first clue is we have a 4 foot wide sundial right next to a world famous tourist attraction.
Big sundial next to a world famous.
Is it within the state or outside of the state?
In the state.
Is that Everett?
It is not.
Seattle.
It is not.
Next to a world famous landmark. World famous or like famous
tourist
in the state?
Attraction.
Tourist attraction. Okay. So is it natural? A natural attraction?
It is not.
Damn it.
Hmm.
The second clue is we have a 40-foot wide sundial inside of a roundabout.
Inside of a roundabout? I mean, is it... Well, Yakima has the sun dome, don't they?
It is a 40-foot wide sundial.
But this is a world famous tourist attraction.
Yeah, we're on hint number two. Another sundial.
So there's two different sundials there.
Mm-hmm. So they really like sundials in this place.
Correct. It's almost like a soft disclosure.
Ooh.
Is it on the east side of the mountains?
It's actually in between two mountain ranges.
In between two?
And it's a major tourist attraction.
But it's not natural, so it's not like Mount Rainier.
Is it like Sun Cadia or something?
All right, number three. We have a dragon on the roof downtown.
Oh, God damn it. Yeah, I can picture it, and I cannot think of the town. I've seen this before. Not a person. But, oh, man. Yeah.
The International District.
That's what I was going to guess. Yes. We got dragons.
Between the Cascades and the Olympics.
All right, where is it? We give up.
Renton, Washington.
Renton.
What is the world famous attraction in Renton?
Yeah.
The Jimi Hendrix.
Okay.
All right.
There's a sundial right next to it. And we have another sundial right in front of the Boeing factory. Quest logo.
I don't care about any of that stuff. Yeah. I'm just going to Burnett's to get chicken wings.
Burnett's?
Yeah.
All right.
World famous chicken wings. People come from all around.
I didn't think they had enough sun down there in Renton.
That's what's so weird about having a sundial in Renton. I mean, it's cool. But
sure.
Like, it's active, what, 7 weeks out of the year?
Exactly. Maybe. Give us some clues about where you're from, and we'll try to guess where that is. 206-803-ROCK.
I mean, he's right. I'm sure the Hendrix Memorial is world famous, but I mean, like, I didn't even know it was down there.
No.
I did not know it was there.
I mean, there's a Hendrix statue down in
Capitol
Hill.
I feel like more people go to the statue than the gravesite.
Right.
Or the park. I don't know that to be true. I'm just spitballing.
Mm-hmm.
No idea.
I know people go there and get high.
Oh, of course. Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores. Okay, so this one is here in Washington. It's on an island. You got to cross two bridges to get there, and it's mostly military.
Is it a town name, or you just want us to guess the island?
It's a town name on the island.
Hmm. Oak Harbor?
Bingo.
Damn. Nice work.
Did you go out there recently? What was the bar that you stopped at Oak Harbor?
Flyers is a very good brewery and restaurant out there. I know a guy that owns that. But I honestly, that's just a beautiful, like, I always go up to Anacortes.
Oh.
And then I'll go down and just spend a day kind of hiking around what's the bridge there
I know what you're talking about. I drove there to get my
It's not Point Defiance. What is it? It's like world famous. Deception.
Right.
So if you go out there, and that state park is awesome. And then, go in Oak Harbor, pop into Flyers, get a beer.
Mm-hmm.
This one's bugging me. All right. So I'm sure this person is not actually there, but this is the little riddle they gave us on the text line. This is my clue. I live in the western United States and live closer to the equator than the North Pole. Okay. But I work in the eastern United States, and work is closer to the North Pole than the equator. And my commute, only 2 miles. Where am I?
Ooh. Give me that again.
All right, so you live in the western United States.
Right.
And I live closer to the equator than the North Pole. But they work in the eastern United States. But the work is closer to the North Pole than the equator, and the commute is only 2 miles. Where do you think?
Is it like Kansas City?
I'm thinking maybe Kansas City.
Like what is the center of the country?
Mississippi.
Is it? Oh yeah, there was a specific town.
I mean the Mississippi River.
Right.
There was a specific town that is the geometric.
It's somewhere
center.
In Kansas.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's Kansas City.
Is it Lincoln City?
Maybe.
So one more time, work in the western United States. So you're west of the Mississippi. And live closer to the equator than the North Pole. But then I work in the eastern United States, I'm assuming crossing the Mississippi. But work is closer to the North Pole than the equator, and it's only a 2 mile commute. Yeah, I'm guessing Kansas, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah, hit us
that's
back.
That's crazy.
We don't know, because that's
right.
Bugging me.
Give us a clue about where you're from. We'll try to guess where that is. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Wiley. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
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 We got it.
Okay.
All right, fellas. I got a one word clue for you. Horses.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, bingo.
Okay.
How's the beak these days?
Oh, that's great.
How often do you hear, anytime you say you're from Enumclaw, have you traveled outside of the state and people recognize the name Enumclaw?
Every time.
Really?
Based on that story, I just kind of somewhat assumed it was more we know because we live here.
Well, it was such a significant story. A dude had anal sex with a horse and died. I mean, that kind of thing takes off.
He was also he was European. He came here specifically to do that,
which is weird. Yeah, no, I've heard that, and it makes you wonder, like, how do you? Not that I've actively looked for this, but how do you find, like, the horse brothel?
I don't know.
Like, you can
found it.
Right. Like, you can be into whatever it is you want to be in.
Horsebrothels.com.
I mean, look, that's one of those things that I'm always happy, and we don't know.
I'm glad I don't know. It's just odd to me. Like, hey, man, you don't want to hook me up with a horse? Like, hey, let me call my buddy Fred.
I don't even know who I would ask.
I don't know where you start. It's not something I want to bring up anywhere. Not
actually,
to
I
my
do,
friends,
I know
not
who
to
I'd
strangers.
Ask a cop, like you're going for directions.
You know who you
excuse
you'd
me.
Ask.
Yeah. At anybody I know, I'm asking Miles.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Sadly, Miles just sounds a little weird, man. Yeah. If I want to have sex with the horse, oh, hang on, man.
Let me Google that.
I know a guy.
I've heard some vile things come out of that I got in your mouth.
By the way, we got an answer to the riddle the guy sent in. So his clue, he lives in the western United States, lives closer to the equator than the North Pole, but works in the eastern United States. But work is closer to the North Pole than the equator, commutes only 2 miles, Minneapolis.
Huh. Interesting.
Oh,
Twin Cities.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Derek. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
All right, so this one's in Washington, and the first clue is going to be that we have a fairly popular bakery that's also low-key at the same time.
Salton?
Damn, that was good. Yep.
Come on.
Yeah.
What's the bakery? Nice.
Salton Bakery.
All right, Derek, what are they
famous for?
Just being a good bakery. They have like giant cinnamon rolls, but I mean, just a famous bakery. If you ever go out and go up Route 2 or whatever, you got to stop in.
What other clues did you have?
Breakfast burritos are huge.
What other clues did you have for Salton? I'm curious.
If I was going to get down to the second or third clue, it was going to be like on the way to Stevens Pass.
Okay.
There's also a reptile zoo on the way, too.
Okay. That's right.
Actually, he's right. The breakfast was real good there, too.
Ted ruined it for him.
Mm-hmm. I have traveled throughout the state.
Clearly you have, man. God damn.
All right, give us a clue about where you're from. We'll try to guess where that is. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Cherry. Welcome to the men's room.
Howdy, y'all.
Hola.
Okay, so I am not in Washington State.
All right.
I have been to a famous racetrack. That's your clue number one.
What type of race? Horses.
NASCAR.
Okay. Daytona.
Negative.
Talladega.
Bingo.
All right. Oh, there you go. Well done.
Mm-hmm. Where are you living now?
Uh-oh.
Now she's gone. But she did say howdy y'all, so we probably should have gone Talladega first.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how she greeted. Howdy y'all.
Like, I was almost thinking Bristol.
I'm not a bad call. All right.
All right, give us a clue. We'll try to guess where you're from. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tim. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, fellas.
Hola.
All right, this one's in Washington. Anybody from this town will know Ground Zero.
Ground Zero.
Yep. Referencing Lahars.
Puyallup?
Nope.
You said referencing Lahars. All right, so we're...
Ground Zero. Oh, Yelm.
No.
Oh, that's a good guess, though. Damn.
Bonnie Lake.
Nope, close.
I'm trying to think of it.
Getting close.
Close, how is it? Is it close to Bonnie Lake?
Yeah, just right down the hill from it.
Sumner.
No, it is Sumner.
It is Sumner.
Yeah. Oh, Mike's right on.
Right. Ground Zero. I call it.
Oh, right, right next to Sumner. You say?
Oh,
right.
Buckley.
No. Okay, in between Buckley and Sumner.
In between Buckley and Sumner is Bonnie Lake. There's Wilkeson. Yeah, there's South Prairie.
Ording.
Do they really? Damn. Do they really call that place Ground Zero?
Yeah, it's where two Lahars meet.
Oh.
So it comes down to two different valleys, and they both meet in Ording.
So somebody said, hey, let's build a town here.
They speculate this. That's never happened, right?
Not when I've been alive.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, you would, I guess they're just saying, like, if it's going to flow, it's going to flow.
The whole thing about that area is that they will have a test at the beginning of every month where they actually set off the Lahar alarms. And honestly, if you hear that,
you're
done. Bad times are coming.
You're done.
You
should get a little warning ahead of time.
Not to mention because there's also one road that takes you either in or out of Ording. So if you're in there when the big lady just pops off, you're not going nowhere.
You know, man, if it's me, I don't need to hit the alarm.
No!
You know what I mean?
Just let him. Let him sleep.
I just like that it was Ording. Mike and I were all over. Like, what else is down there?
All right, give us a clue about where you're from. We'll try to guess where that is. 206-803-ROCK.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up here, we'll drink and toast into the weekend with a shot of the day that it's back. Choice Friday!
You know it's back. Choice Friday. Hey man, this is your fault.
So we didn't hear the story earlier this week. A priest said that he had a near-death experience and ended up in hell instead of in heaven. But there were two songs that the demons and the ghouls down there were singing.
There are no ghouls in hell.
The first one being from Rihanna.
Have you guys seen Tom Holland do the lip sync battle to this song?
I have not seen
it. It is one of the greatest things out there. The guy killed it. He slayed, man. I love that video.
Rihanna and Umbrella taking on the one and only Bobby McFerrin. Don't worry.
Name another song by Bobby McFerrin.
Bobby McFerrin. Be happy.
Has this ever been used in like a killer film? Every
life we That'd be a good way to ruin this. Uh-huh. Just so we can get it done.
Yeah, I'm just picturing like American Psycho. Like, he's just having fun, like, and then he's like slicing a throat.
I believe Hannibal Lecter used to listen to the song. Absolutely.
Yeah, just relax, man.
I need an insane person sharpening a blade on a stone.
It's okay. Just take one more breath.
Here's how you vote on Bad Choice Friday. Just follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Get to voting. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink and toast with a shot of the day. Will it be Bobby McFerrin or Rihanna? On a Bad Choice Friday. Our question, give us some clues about where you're from. We'll try to guess where that is. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Jason?
Wait for it. He's there.
Hello, Jason.
Hello?
Hola.
Hola. Hola. So I don't know if you guys will be able to get the really tiny city that I'm from, but you might get the bigger city. But I'll do the little clues first. So Cutco knives are made here.
Okay.
I'll give you an easier one. Lake Effect Snow.
Lake Effect Snow.
Rochester?
Wright State.
Buffalo.
Buffalo.
He said...
Oh, you said tiny little town. Thrill?
Yeah, well, so Buffalo is the big city that I was talking about, the little city. The other clue I was going to give you that Ted might know is... The little local college had a major cheating scandal like several years ago. And
academic or sport related?
I believe it was I think it was sport related.
So a little town outside of Buffalo, I mean, I could, but in New York. If you're going to say Erie, but that's Pennsylvania.
I mean, Orchard Park?
No, it's...
Would we have ever heard of this little satellite community to Buffalo?
Probably not, unless you knew about Cutco Knives, because they, like, come to Costco out here every couple months, and they, the name of it is on the side.
And I had two friends that used to sell those.
Hmm. All right, we give up. What is it?
It's Olean, New York.
Olean, New York.
I know the name. Right. All right. I did not even realize it was that close to Buffalo. But yeah, Lake Effect Snow was the big one. That's right there.
You know exactly where to
go. My God, dude. They actually have, so between Buffalo, Rochester, and Syracuse, every year, just to give you an idea of what it's like to live there, they have, basically, they compete for the most snowfall. Okay? Because you want bragging rights out of those three cities. And I believe they call it the Golden Snowball. And even when I lived there, I'm like, I don't want to win.
No, you don't want to win.
Some years Rochester won, some years Buffalo won, sometimes Syracuse won. But Syracuse, it's weird, because Rochester and Buffalo are right on the Great Lakes.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that lake of
Syracuse
snow,
is down.
It's down.
Right.
So I don't even know how the hell Syracuse gets
Well, Cleveland
the ball,
gets it every once in a while, too.
But they're right on the lake.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it, man.
All right, so give us some clues about where you're from. We'll try to guess. 206-803-ROCK.
Real quick, anyone know the Christmas tree capital? I feel like I've heard this before, but I don't know what
it is.
Is
it in our state?
I don't think so. I don't think so, but I'm not 100%. I know somewhere is the Christmas tree.
We have
capital.
Enough evergreens, you think it would be possible?
Yeah, could be. Hello, Leo. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, fellas.
Hola.
All right, so this first clue is called the Great Black Swamp.
The Great Black Swamp?
Yes.
You're from my pants. Mm. Let's see.
And is it in the state of Washington or outside of it?
It is outside the state of Washington.
Okay.
The Great Black Swamp.
Is it, which is yes or no questions, is it west of the Mississippi?
No, it is east. I can give you guys another clue.
All right.
It's also known as Glass City, USA.
Glass City.
Glass City, USA.
So it has a lot of sand.
Glass City, USA.
And this last one's really going to give it away, but Tony Packos.
Tony, what's his last name?
Tony Packos.
Tony Packos.
Tony Packos.
Did you watch MASH?
What, he was an actor in MASH?
No. If you watched MASH, this is something that was on the show. They talk about Tony Packos a lot and where it's from.
Ah, okay. That's what you're saying.
Hmm.
Man. All right. The Great Black Swamp.
Can you give us, like, a state?
If I give the state, it's really going to give it away. Harry Carey used to say it a lot when he was calling baseball games.
Harry Carey. God.
The town's name is Holy Cow.
Right.
I was going to say Holy Cow. Right.
Too much.
Man, the Great Blacks.
I don't know. Is it like Louisiana?
Why do they call it the Great Black Swamp?
Because it used to be just a total swamp before it was dredged and turned into a metropolitan area.
Okay. New Orleans?
D.C.?
Nope.
Is it somewhere in Alabama?
Yeah, I've been to swamps in Alabama.
It is definitely not in the South.
Oh.
I have no idea.
A couple of people are saying Toledo on the text.
Is it Toledo?
That would be Toledo, Ohio.
Really? Hey.
It's a really, they call it the Black Swamp?
Sir.
Huh.
It used to be, yeah.
God, I drove through there, man. That is an ugly, ugly place. I mean, seriously, I'm from West Virginia, and I drove through there, and like, oh, my God, Ohio.
Does it look like a giant black swamp there, Miles?
You can't believe that something, that a town that's on such a large, beautiful body of water could be so ugly.
Oh.
Really?
Yes. Toledo's, I mean, it is, you look at downtown, you're like, oh, my God. Like, you have waterfront property everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
This is a beautiful, beautiful lake. You know, I think it's Erie. Maybe not.
Is it Erie?
No,
Erie,
sorry.
Yeah,
it is Holy Toledo.
Jesus.
Right. Holy Toledo.
Gotcha. Isn't that more like wasn't it used to be like the tire capital of the world, too, for a while?
I don't know about that, but I know for a long time that the glass that went into Ford cars, they were made at the Libby Owens plant in Toledo.
Okay. Until I was in Toledo, I never realized how close that was to Detroit, which I, you know, lived in for a few years.
Here's what I found.
Well, Toledo's right on the line between, like, Michigan and Ohio, because we drove through it to go up to Ann Arbor.
This is what I don't understand about Toledo, and maybe you can help me with this, Leo. Everyone I've ever met has heard of Toledo, Ohio, right? Everyone.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But nobody knows why. You know what I mean? Like, if you say, seriously.
A lot of it is because of Mesh, honestly. Like, Tony Pagos is a real big deal on that show. They talk about it all the time, and coming from Toledo, Ohio. And, like I said, Harry Carey, he used to say Ole Toledo all the time.
Right, it's just weird. Like, everyone I know has heard of Toledo, but nobody knows anything about
Changed
Toledo.
It to Tamole.
Tamole?
Like, holy Tamole.
Well, you got us on that one, man. The Great Black Swamp. That's not a great, like... That's not like, hey, come visit us.
No, not at all. Give us some clues where you're from. We'll try to guess where that is. 206-803-ROCK.
I like that he was like, it was a swamp, and then they made it into a city. I was like, D.C.? D.C. was a swamp.
It was. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people's estimation. Hello, Robert. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
So, guys, I live on an island in western Washington.
Bainbridge.
And it's the name of an animal.
Name of an animal.
Fox Island.
Damn it.
Nice work,
damn
Mike.
It. You ruined this day, Mike.
You son of a bitch.
You suck. When I first started dating my now wife, she was living out there on Fox Island. I drove out there once. That place is so doggone far away, it is incredible.
I've never heard of Fox Island.
You go to Gig Harbor and then take a turn towards the south and go on a 45-minute doggone drive to get to Fox Island. It is out in the middle of doggone nowhere.
You know why he did that? Because she has a vagina.
Darn
That's
straight.
How it works, Mike.
I pray to God she got out of there because they were talking about moving. Like, can you guys, like, move this way towards civilization?
Right. I like to date you, but I don't like
it. It's kind of funny you met a chick there.
Yeah.
At Fox Island.
Fox.
She's a real fox.
Yeah, lady.
It's all nothing but good-looking chicks on Fox Island.
Right. Yeah.
That does sound like a real, real bad reality mm-hmm. show.
Or like a good porn. Got stuck on Fox Island.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh.
Can you help me get out?
And where are my pants?
I can't find them anywhere.
Right?
Pardon me, ladies.
Hello, Lee. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, guys. So, Western Washington.
Right.
I got three clues for you, and we'll see if you can get it.
All right, what do you got?
About 45 minutes from Seattle, but it's closer to the Olympics than anything else.
45 minutes from Seattle.
Port Townsend.
No. We also have a famous bakery that bakes the bread that is sold to supermarkets and stuff that is named for the town.
Oh, crap.
Franzia.
Wonder.
Killer Dave Washington.
I'm trying to think of all the breads now.
All right.
Schwartz.
Oro Wheat.
Yeah, right, exactly. Texas Toast Washington.
Close, no. So, third clue, and this should give it away fairly easily. Most people call it Little Norway.
Leavenworth?
Leavenworth.
No, because he said close to the Olympics.
Right. That's Bavarian, sure.
Anacortes?
Nope.
Little Norway. I mean, that's Balor, too, though.
Right. I know, that's what I'm picturing now.
Right.
But
I don't know, we give up.
All right, Paul's Bow is the other side of Bainbridge Island from Seattle.
There's okay. Paul's Bow bread?
I like Paul's Bow.
Yes, from France.
I've never...
Oh, from France. What style of bread is it?
I believe it's one of those whole wheat ones you put on, like, the almost fit in a quart-sized bag because the sandwich bag's just too small.
Okay. All right. I'll look for it.
Why not?
Yeah, I know. Actually, I will actively look for it. I've never heard of
it's
that.
It's a nice little spot to walk around out
is
there
it?
In Polesbo. Yeah. Those little seaside town.
Okay. All right.
Give us some clues about where you're from. We'll try to guess. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Al. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay. So, first clue, last Thursday during Big Dummy, I actually told you where I was from, and I graduated with 22 kids.
Oh, crap. I remember talking to you.
I remember how small your school was.
Okay. That was it in southern Washington?
Halfway between Seattle and Portland.
Is it like Kelso? No. Centralia?
No, you're close.
Chehalis.
Close.
Where's the egg thing, Mike?
Right, that's Winlock down there. You got
the Grey Wolf Lodge.
On Alaska.
Here's one for you. You got there's subtraction, addition, multiplication, and
division.
Toledo?
No. Subtraction.
All right.
Multiplication.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Division. What's missing?
Addition.
Addition.
Close. Now, Adna.
Adna. Oh, okay. Adna. Damn.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no chance I'd have guessed that, but I do remember. He said, yeah, I had a
famous for having 20 people.
22.
None of us have ever been famous.
22.
Give us some clues about where you're from. We'll try to guess that. 206-803-ROCK.
I don't know. I guess in high school I took some classes, but I'm like in grade school. I never had a class that didn't have less than like 30-some people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't imagine the entire school.
Yeah.
God damn.
That'd be tough to date.
Hello. Or real easy. Hello, Jake. Welcome to the men's room.
Slim pickets. Hold on. Happy Friday.
Hola. Positive Friday.
All right. So I'm going to give you three clues. I'm going to give you two clues at first. It's not in Washington.
Not in Washington. Okay.
Not in Washington. And it is known as the headquarters of the five civilized tribes.
Five civilized tribes.
We out in like Wyoming or something like that?
Could be like New York.
No, think a little more south.
A little more south. Okay.
When you say tribes, are you saying a Jewish or Native American?
Native American.
All right.
Kansas.
That's not a bad
answer. Closer.
Missouri?
I'll give you one more hint. Merle Haggard wrote a song about somebody from this
Muskogee
and state. There you go.
Yeah.
Damn.
Where is Muskogee?
Yeah, what state is Muskogee?
He's an Okie from Muskogee.
Right. What state is
Oklahoma? Is it Oklahoma?
Yep.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
I've been to Oklahoma. I spent some time there once. My dad, his old roommate or something like that. Anyway, he's one of those guys where the government picked up his tab to be a doctor, but when he got out, he had to work on the reservation.
Mm-hmm.
So we went out there, and it was crazy, man. I mean, like, he just lived on the reservation, did his practice basically in his backyard, but we stayed there for like 3 or 4 days. And what I remember most was his essie little kid, Bubba.
Oh.
Yeah, because Bubba kicked me in the face. But it was hard-ass shoes.
Man, can you imagine going to school for 10 years, right? You're going to be a doctor. They do this to people in West Virginia because there's no doctors
right
there. And they basically make them go there for some reason.
Well, they say, look, we'll pick up the tab.
They pay the hell out of them.
Right. We'll pick up the tab, but when you're done, you're working.
You're going to living hell.
Like, you know what else?
You've done nothing but try to save people's lives and do good in your life, and now we're going to send you to a hellhole.
Yeah, that's exactly.
And you've got to stay there for 2 years. It's going to suck.
But it's on the house.
Give us some clues about where you're from. We'll try to guess. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So the first clue is it is the southernmost point of the continental U.S.
Southernmost point.
Oh, isn't that
Florida.
Key West?
Key West?
Yeah.
It is, in fact, Key West, Florida.
You're from Key West?
Yeah, I was born there.
Dude, have you ever watched the drag queen get dropped on New Year's Eve into the martini glass?
Nice.
I can't say that I have, no.
First of all, it looks warm.
Sure.
Those people are hammered. It looks kind of awesome.
Have you ever spent any time there in your adult life?
No, we moved when I was 9.
You need to go back. Okay. You need to go back there. You definitely need to go back there.
Why? What's the sell?
Drinking in the street, Sloppy Joe's.
Sloppy Joe.
Walk across the street with your beer.
The first two things that come to mind.
Drinking in the streets and Sloppy Joe's.
Sloppy Joe's really? Is one of the greatest bars that I've ever been to
in my
life.
Oh, it's a bar.
Yeah, okay. Sloppy Joe's.
I thought you were talking about the food. Like,
I'm sure you can make a Sloppy Joe.
I love some Sloppy Joe's, but I didn't know that was such a draw.
Sloppy Joe's is a very famous bar.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Key West, though, you got to keep it, like, look, I like smoking weed. I like drinking outdoors.
Yeah.
So I'm always like, I want to go to Key West. And then I won't say who, but there were some people in my family who don't smoke weed.
Okay.
And aren't even really big boozers. And they're like, we're going to Key West. And a couple of us were like, you know what you're getting into? Like, they still had a blast.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Like, that's what I'm saying.
So the fun is contagious kind of thing.
Sloppy Joe's.
I think it is, yeah.
I mean, Sloppy Joe's is an absolute... If you can't get laid in Sloppy Joe's, something is wrong with you. I mean, this is like...
God damn.
It is a crazy, crazy party, man. It is...
It looks fun. Yeah,
yeah, it's a good times, man. Tons of people there. You can sit outside. Right. It's right across the street from the beach for the most part, man. It's a good spot.
Oh, I see. And it's the drag queen is Sushi. And she's in a red high heel, and they dropped that at midnight.
I see. Okay. I think he'd remember if he saw that. Hello, Jeremy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
All right, so I'm going to try and make this somewhat easy, but I once, and Ted, you can't play this because you know me.
Wait a minute, who is this?
Jeremy.
Oh, all right.
That's so funny.
All right.
Wow.
Thanks for calling, Jeremy, and ruining Ted's day.
He'll get over it. So I once had a brewery in Seattle, well, actually in the Seattle area.
Bill's Off Broadway.
It was themed after the town that I'm from.
Burn Saddle themed. So was it, does that include in the name or
what? Oh, Jeremy! Watch your potty mouth.
Colors, here are the seven words you can't say on
the
radio.
Come on, man. You can't do that.
We can make a friend with Ted.
Mother and
potty mouth people.
Please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
Jeremy.
Ted, I swear I've not had a beer yet.
I know, but come on.
So you said I would not want to go there?
No, you would. I'm not.
Wait, hold on.
Are you trying to guess? You want them to guess where your brewery was or what it was based on?
The city was modeled.
What it was based on. The city that it was based on.
I'm going to say Cape Town, and you worked at Mac and Jack's. So Serengeti.
Northwest themed brewery. You put it that way. There's a ton of those around here.
Georgetown.
Thurl specifically.
Me's. Ravens Bar? I mean, I don't...
Oh, Black Raven?
Nope.
No? Thrill, you'd probably know, let's just say food.
Food. You have food. This is helpful.
Oh, he's a light bulb.
Is it New Orleans?
I'm not trying to make it a little bit challenging. You guys sound tired already, so...
New Orleans?
Yeah, you got
all
it.
All right! There we go.
So it's a New Orleans-themed bar that was in Seattle?
He's got, well, his brewery was, the storefront was down in Auburn for a while, Go Brewing, but it was spelt like Creole style.
Okay. Oh, G-E-A.
See, he has a very good IPA that's called Treme.
Oh, all right.
Okay. And then, like, right, they used to have, like, I think.
I was got mugged in the Treme.
Did you?
In the real one?
In the real one. The way it worked was, so it was the last time I went to New Orleans, me and my wife were walking around, we're taking everything in. And so we're in the Treme, and it's not all bad, but there's parts of it that are kind of messed up. So I'm trying to find an ATM. Couldn't find an ATM. There's a strip mall, and the ATM is almost like a phone booth. Kind of sat a little separate from the rest of the strip mall. And there's two huge brothers standing on either side of it, like daring you to go to the ATM. Mm-hmm. My wife's like, there's one right there.
Oh, damn
you can
it.
Get money. I'm like,
could you please shut your mouth?
Right, exactly.
Could you please shut up?
Because they're looking at me like, yeah, come over and use the ATM. I'm like, nah, dude, I'm good.
Please use the ATM.
Oh, yeah.
Ted versus the FCC is coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.